Okay, it is, I don't even know the date, February 3rd. It is 5:49 for Great Oaks Charter School Board meeting. So we will call it to order. First thing I want to talk about is the agenda. So we have to look at the agenda, and there are changes that I would like to propose and that we need to make. And if there's anything that you all would like to remove the web report and the financial report. That's not out yet, so Michelle's not joining us today. So I'd like to have those removed. Any other changes?
No,
No.
the only thing I can't, I don't see the board meeting posted on the website, so we need to get that figured out, how to get that posted up there.
The agenda?
Yeah, I can't find it on their website.
Miss Chalmers did it.
Last one I see is from December.
I'll check in with her tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you. 'Cause she did. She got it and was doing it. So thank you.
No problem.
Okay, so anyone want to make a motion to approve the changes for the agenda and the agenda?
To approve the changes for the agenda.
Okay,
I'll
Brittany.
second.
Thank you. Okay.
Stacey, you have to vote on it.
Thank you. That's right. Yay or nay, four of us. Any yays?
I vote yay.
Yay.
Yay. Brittany's yay. Nays, no. I knew I could feel it going through. The next is, since we took that up, approval of the previous month's board minutes. And that was posted. I think I put a link or attachment for that.
Yeah, I saw that.
Anybody want to make a motion?
I'll motion.
Anybody want a second?
Second.
Yep. And yays and nays, or abstains.
Yay.
Yay. Okay.
I'm gonna vote to abstain because I was not present.
I don't ever do that, by the way. Should I?
Technically, you should, but it's all good. You voted for it. We're moving on.
Yeah. Well, so then the next thing that we have on our agenda is the school policy. The school policy that had interactions with law enforcement and immigration authority. I'll give a little background of it, and it was in your email, but the charter community worked together. So I guess the head of schools all kind of worked together and formulated a policy that, and that's what we are proposing to the board, us, this evening.
So the question I would ask is, was there an existing policy that this is replacing, or do we believe this is a brand new policy?
We believe it is a brand new policy. I don't have anything on record.
Okay. So go ahead.
No, you go ahead. You have more insight than I do. I want to give some insight as to what's happening nationally, if that helps give some context to anyone.
So mine's just going to be from a procedural standpoint, is that this would have to be a first reading of the policy and cannot be approved without being presented to the board twice.
Oh, okay.
So you would do this as the first reading,
Okay, thank
and then
you.
next meeting would be for approval. That's why I asked, because if you're replacing or amending an existing policy, you can do that immediately. That's why that's the only reason it's relevant, is that if the school had an existing policy related to interactions with law enforcement, which sometimes they do, sometimes they don't.
Right. Laretha is away and unable to join us, but she's the one that brought it to me and did not say that they were making any changes from anything else. So
Yeah, you just if you're so for point of reference, so the base policy that's up to that you have is crafted from a policy I already had in existence that went to Jim Taylor, the attorney, who then crafted the language a different, little differently than what I had. So the I mean, that's the question is that if the school, because we send out our policies a lot of times to new schools all the time, and they just put them in their policy handbook, which then you're just adding additional layers to it.
So, for procedural purposes, could we say, like, we don't know? So, we can make this the first reading and then we'll vote it next month regardless.
Correct. And then from a procedural standpoint, the school can start implementing the practices in the policy because we still believe it's a sound procedure. Boards develop policies, school officials develop procedures from those policies. So we don't want it to be that while this may not be officially approved tonight, we don't want the school to not take the actions to protect the kids that we outline the policy for.
Right.
If that
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Sort of like when you begin an evaluation for a student to find out if they're special education, right?
Right,
Treat it as such.
correct. You're still gonna, right. I don't want the school to say, well, we couldn't protect kids because we didn't have a policy,
Right. Yep.
when what's in the policy is just sound practice anyway.
Yeah. Okay. Good point. Thank you.
That's, I just don't
Yeah.
want suddenly it be like, well, we didn't have a policy, so we can't.
Yeah, no, I my understanding is we did not.
I just don't want to get caught up a procedural thing exposes kids to potential jeopardy.
Right.
So, Ed, would you think for our particular situation being in the CEB, does that mean we should still sit down and have those conversations with them before it's approved with the board?
I no,
Wait.
I would envision that the CEB already has a procedure involved with law
Right.
enforcement.
Okay.
You know, the underlying root here is that you don't allow access to students without a legal warrant in place.
Okay.
I mean, that's the
Right.
general consensus anyway,
And
where
that's
this
kind of
gets
how it is anyway, right?
right.
Even
There's
before anything.
yeah, that's held up by Supreme Court precedent at
correct.
right now.
It just puts in writing what it. The policy just puts in writing clearly what you're supposed that you're not supposed to expose kids to an unwarranted search, an unsupervised evaluation, you know, those type of things. The other thing that I would tell the school they need to that because when we discussed this on our leader call, either a week ago or 2 weeks ago, it came up a question around like DFS and access to kids. And that's already superseded by a whole separate agreement,
Right, that's
which is
an
the
MOU.
MOU, which is
Yeah.
signed between all the schools and, you
The
know,
state.
Department of Family
Yeah.
Human Services. So, because that's where it was getting muddy, was somebody from the Child Abuse Investigation Division tried to interview a kid, and somebody said, well, no, we can't let you in the building. There are just other things that we just need to make sure that the school leaders know, and I'm not saying they don't, just be clear on who's coming to talk to their kids, which you there is multiple layers in that building. So you have the front desk, you know, because there's security at the entrance, which would be the first barrier, and then the school would be that next barrier protecting kids. If that
Okay.
makes sense.
Yeah.
No, that makes perfect sense.
So for the first reading, we don't have to vote on anything.
You don't do anything. It becomes
So,
automatically tabled. Becomes automatically tabled, and then on next month's agenda, you list it as a tabled item for approval. But then your minutes, I would put that the board highly recommends that the school implement procedures to protect the safety of the students following the principles outlined in the policy. If that makes sense for everybody. To just provide the school leader some additional cover if somebody tried to. Because that's where we live in the world where that's we're worried that we're that somebody could be charged with obstruction for doing something completely illegal, protecting the rights of kids. So that's I just wanted in the minutes that we fully support school leaders protecting the rights of kids and the safety of kids in that building. If every, if, I mean, I think that's, we all agree with that.
Yeah, it's kind of been our job anyway.
Yeah.
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 Okay. So that's tabled. Thank you, Ed. So the next will be updates, school updates. So Tam and Angela, whoever or whomever.
We don't have much to update. January was a very interesting month. We had some inclement weather and sometimes that we had asynchronous. We've been pretty focused again from December, just maintaining a safe, structured environment with some of the changes that we had in December. We are preparing and getting things in order for state testing. So we're starting with WIDA testing next week and preparing students and just, getting space together for our March testing. So that's, on the horizon for us. We had 30 students that made honor roll this marking period, which we will be celebrating. That has been a highlight, and that'll be coming up in a few weeks. Report cards went out today, so we're just still trying to ensure that students are coming to school, being engaged, and showing growth. And then we're just getting ready for our enrollment season. So we do have, a few students that are calling and interesting and, wanting to start school now. So we've had some requests for that. But other than that, things are going well, and we're just thriving and getting ready for the testing season.
Thank you. Dr. Prana, yeah. Anything different? Additional.
Pretty much he's covered most of it. We did have our desk audit for SPED. And I know a lot of people got their letters out, but Dale said mine should be coming by mid-February, but he said everything should be fine. So fingers crossed.
Yeah. Well, you got a positive one for what the other day, Title 11.
Indicator 11, yeah.
Indicator, tight, not title, indicator. I love this world.
Yeah.
So that's huge. I know Dr. O did share about getting new students or taking in new students enrollment. She did mention that 95% of the students who wanted to choice or apply and get into Great Oaks attend. So pretty much everybody that showed interest showed up.
We actually had a huge increase at this time of the year. We had 24 students that in early. So we will be moving forward to accept those students. But since I have been school leader, I haven't seen that many students, right off choosing us up front. So that was huge.
Congratulations. That's awesome.
Nice job to all of you. Okay.
So can I ask a couple questions?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So you guys are finishing your mid-year unit count. I'm assuming that there was not a growth in the mid-year unit count.
Actually, we stayed pretty stable only because we had a few students that went to the do not count list from being incarcerated. So we balanced out at our exact same number.
Oh, so you brought kids in for the ones that you couldn't count. Perfect.
Yeah.
And then the other thing I is you guys are in the process of the you guys are phase two of Infinite Campus, correct?
Yes.
What's Infinite Campus, Ed?
Infinite Campus is our new student information system, which we are, I will tell you, I'm a survivee of phase one, and I know how bad that was, so I'm just curious how you guys are managing phase two because they started it earlier. And I was curious how you guys were doing with it.
So I think that my frustration right now is that we are so small Like it's not, it's just I'm at every meeting and they're like twice, like every other week, and they're, you know, they we walk away with homework. I'm like, this is a lot, you know. So I am pulling the rest of the team. Dr. Pirana will start joining, you know. Now we're integrating and all, and I'm just like, this is a lot. And they don't, you know, if you cancel a meeting, they're like, so
So
that's the thing.
I'd love to paint a prettier picture, but I was in 54 total meetings from
Exactly.
startup to implementation. And I would tell you to get Dr. Piranha in as quick as you can, because that's the part of the system that we're 7 months, 8 months into the launch of it, and our special ed people are still fighting the
Well, right. And we talked about it, so I definitely want, but you know, all of those meetings, it's like you're getting. We're all doubled up on capacity, and it's like I'm pulling everybody from something, but you're right. So we did talk about it, and Dr. Piranha has been invited and she got her email and
Yeah, just that's the biggest issue we ran into was our special ed in that system is it is still not, I will not say it's functional.
you're
We're
being
still
recorded.
struggling. I'm fully aware of it. I fully report it because it's you have it, it's not customized to Delaware, so there's you're having to tweak stuff that, and then if you go to your help desk people, they're like, oh, well, you're the only state that does it this way. And we're still doing some stuff on paper, which we went completely backwards from where we were. So just get, I would say, get her as involved as possible, because we waited on our special ed people because we didn't want them to be drugged down in all the minutia.
Right.
But then once we got to the special ed setup, there was stuff that we needed the special ed person part of earlier.
Yeah.
That's all. And the flipped classroom is incredibly difficult, and
It really is.
yeah, it's, but yeah, because you have to watch an hour and a half of training before you can have the meeting,
Yeah.
and the meeting is like a review of the flipped.
They told me on, I think Friday, I had a meeting. Miss Price, you are not signed into any of the trainings. We noticed that you didn't start. I'm like,
They track all that stuff, and then they'll cancel your meeting if you only finish part of it.
oh my God. No, I'm not there yet, Ed. You just scared me even more.
I apologize. I
It's a
tried to
lot
set
of
the
time in the
alarm
summer.
last year about it, because it is such an incredible lift on small schools,
It is.
because you almost need to have a dedicated person to this program. But that it's just it's impossible to do in a small school.
It
It's
really
impossible.
So I'm going to throw a little bright light though, because Dale said at our meeting today that phase two's data transferred much better than phase
Yeah,
one.
that's
So I'm
great.
hoping. So
Because we're
I'll
still manually entering data.
right, and I will tell you that they sent out emails to work at my job, which is a big district, and half the people didn't get them. And they're like, oh, huh. So, and I started with it. When that came out last summer, I was part of phase one, and
Well, there's a charter text chat that everyone's on for all the sped people. So I'm going to get on it, even though I'm not there yet, just so I can hear what they're
yeah,
doing.
just because,
It's
like,
missing pieces.
it really impacts your stuff. It is definitively missing pieces. We're
Yep.
still doing, I think they just found a workaround for progress monitoring.
I know the ESRs, you can't upload any graphs or charts, and that's
Correct.
awful.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. Anyway, I just it's the problem of small school. One person's doing seven different things. The system is designed for large districts. If you go in and look at the jobs way it's broken out in there, it's designed for a large district. It is not designed, like, I think some of my people have like 20 different tasks assigned to them within their program. It's like you're the attendance officer, you're the ad hoc reporting person. I mean, it's crazy.
They said to me a couple meetings ago, so we're just looking to see when you're going to bring the rest of your team in. I was like, I'm here.
We were a team of two, and it was like every meeting, it was like two of us is who did all the meetings. And it was like, don't you have anybody? No.
That's me.
Okay. Are you good? Are we good?
Yeah, just as you go forward, if you get stuck with stuff, reach out to us because we want to be resources to help out the best we can. And I've lived through it. So as you're struggling with stuff, if you need help, please reach out.
Absolutely.
Okay, so I would like to make a motion to go into executive session.
I could second that.
Wow.
Okay, I'm going to hit pause. Okay, so let's take a vote.
All in favor? Aye.
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 All right, all of
All
us.
opposed?
Any abstaining? Okay, now I'm going to hit pause. I'm recording. Okay, so it is 6:28 and we are out of executive session. And that is the end of the board meeting. We don't have to vote to go out of the board meeting, right?
Some people do, some people don't. If you've come to the end of your agenda, formally your meeting is adjourned. But some people like the motion just to terminate. It's up to you.
Yeah, we're not going to, because then I got to remember to vote.
Thank you, Stacey. You did a great job.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody, for being here.
Thank you, Stacey.
Thank you.
Thanks, Stacey.
Bye.
Thank you.